In Dalton, Georgia, this year's Festival of Fine Arts and Crafts begins tonight with a Taste of Dalton. It starts at 7 p.m. at the Creative Arts Guild, where the festival runs on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Amanda Brown and Leanne Martin are with the Creative Arts Guild.
Amanda and Leanne, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
This event in Dalton has been around for a long time.
Yes, this is our 56th annual Festival of Fine Arts and Crafts.
How did it come about?
Well, the Guild was founded in 1963 by a group of community volunteers and people who were interested in the arts. And in that very first year, the idea of bringing everyone together for one big celebratory event that celebrated all of the arts and one big packed weekend, bringing in artists from all over the country to Dalton, was really tied closely to the mission of the Guild's existence. So this festival happened the first year the Guild was established and has every year since.
As much as Dalton has changed over the years and over the decades, this festival has been a constant for the community.
Absolutely. I can speak from experience. I have many of my childhood memories at the Creative Arts Guild's festival. I grew up there and left home and did my thing, and I'm now back involved at the Guild again. And I think for a lot of families, it is that. It's a great tradition. It's a community event. It depends heavily on community volunteerism to this day, even though now we have a pretty robust staff for an arts nonprofit. We do have departmental directors in several different directions. But this, we still have a community chair and co-chair. Our community restaurants come out. Our community groups come and do the volunteerism and support the artists coming in and hosting the artists. And all of that happens because the community comes together. We see people festival time that we don't see the rest of the year. All of a sudden they show up and they're starting to put up tents and they're here again. And so,
Leanne, tell me more about your connection to all this.
I've been at the Guild for quite a while and have been through about 30 festivals now. So I work with a lot of our volunteers and put together coordinate with our departments, and so it really is a full festival that represents all of our disciplines. And so it's kind of our celebration of all the arts. It's not just visual artists, which are a big part of festival, because we have an indoor gallery exhibits, and we also have an artist market outside under our building, so it's on a nice sheltered patio. We open with our Friday night Taste of Dalton so that everybody has their first experience with the artists, and the artist market is open, the indoor gallery, and it's a big way that we kick off. We have more than 20 restaurants that will be joining us for Friday night for Taste of Dalton, and so there'll be special nibbles along with the art. That is a ticketed event Friday night. On Saturday, we open up for the rest of the weekend, and that's all free.
But you have to start off with food.
We have to start off with food. And so, of course, we have food all weekend, not just Friday night. So you come, you eat, you shop, you eat some more. You take the children to play in our multicultural children's area. We have, this year we'll have 7 countries that children will be able to explore arts and crafts and get a feel of what's going on, along with multicultural performances in Children's Hill. So we have, let's see if we can do the countries.
Egypt, Great Britain, India, China, Brazil, Mexico, and Germany. And the kids all get a passport at the beginning of their venture, and they're encouraged to go to each country, travel around the world, learning about arts and culture.
This is quite a showcase for the artists in the Dalton area. And talking about the multicultural side of it, it's a reflection of how Dalton has changed over the years and the community that it is now and that it is poised to become in the coming years.
Absolutely. Festival definitely celebrates the diversity of the artists of all different medias of art, but then also of all the people, like you said, that are in Dalton that support the arts. And what we look at is, you know, the art on the gallery and the wall, back to ourselves as cultural people. We all have innate arts and culture that are a part of who we are. So it celebrates all of that together and kind of teaches children and older family members how that bridge comes together and how art is essentially a part of who we are.
And that art is not only created, but it has to be experienced.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in addition to, as Leanne said, the visual art, we have performances that happen all weekend. We have dance performances. We have music, live music all day, every day. And there's a potpourri of things to see as you experience around. And, you know, it's family friendly. People of all ages, there's something to experience. We even have an opportunity for dogs to participate in the weekend and come and represent their background and culture. So it's a very inclusive event.
What would you say is Dalton's contribution to art in the national sense?
Interesting question. So Creative Arts Guild specifically, I mean, our goal is kind of the arts leader in Dalton and a hub of arts and culture for our community. We hope to be the resource that everyone comes to if they want to produce something that has to do with the arts, or if they just are interested in having live music or art involved in one of their events, just interested in bringing something new to Dalton. You know, we hope to be the resource for everyone to come to the Guild and ask how we can coordinate that to happen. And then, you know, I think the Guild's presence in Dalton and being Dalton's arts leader, Dalton's arts presence for the greater world, is about bringing experiences comparable to that you would see in a larger city to a smaller community environment, so that, you know, we have an annual ballet that we do every year with a live orchestra. We have this great arts festival that brings in regional art from all over, really all over the country. That's great regional, but there's also other people from great further away places. But to allow for experiences for our community members and for people who are traveling, that they don't have to travel far to get. I mean, just make it accessible. Make arts accessible for everyone is really kind of the mission of the Guild, of the festival, and I think of Dalton's art community.
Making art accessible includes making that information accessible online. So where can people go online for more information about the festival?
Our website is creativeartsguild.org. And you can find us on Facebook at Creative Arts Guild and get all the information you need.
All right. Amanda, Leanne, thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you very much.